Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from July 28th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq. Toshi Wright, taking a look at Friday's performance. It was a big mix for the indices we follow here on the video. Most U.S. equity indexes positive territory there, as we saw quite a few of them continue their streak of highs. S&P 500 made a fifth consecutive high. And then from there, looking down on the lower side, we did see gold down below 1%, international equity slightly lower, but roughly flat in most cases there. Now, looking towards this week's action, we do see over the weekend that a U.S. and EU trade deal has at least been outlined. There's still sort of a lot of news coming out about it this morning, so more details really to come on that. But we're seeing quite a few assets moving around, but even sort of capping off last week, and we're seeing somewhat this morning. We're watching gold here at least keeping support above support currently at 33.20, but very close to it as it's in a current column of those there at 33.30, an additional support in the 3200 range as well, at least on that gold continuous chart. Then from there, U.S. equity index is moving higher this morning as well, at least slightly higher on that U.S.-EU trade deal. But we did see the Russell 1000 move above 3500 with Friday's action. We did see other U.S. large cap U.S. equity index charts, not well, at least the indices moved to new highs, but didn't see quite the charts and additional X's. Only Russell 1000 doing that with that move above 3,500 there. Looking at indicator action, well, we did see indices move to new highs. We ultimately saw the average overbought, oversold reading for stocks within the NYSE universe retract slightly here from recent rally marks there at 26%. At least in 2025 and 2024, we've seen this indicator get up to about 30% for the average overbought, oversold reading of 30% overbought for the average stock, and currently retracting back here from at least a rally high of 26, now down to just below that 20% level. But only here recently, at least through the summer, we've only seen it come down as low as about 8 to 10% for that average reading. So worth keeping an eye on this current range that we see the weekly distribution WDNYSE within. Then looking at stocks that are reporting earnings this week, it's going to be a pretty big earnings week this week, if not the biggest. But looking at first Meta here reporting on Wednesday, a five for fiver is given three consecutive buy signals with action last week reversing back into a column of X's there at 720. From here, move above 752 would be a fourth consecutive buy signal. Have support there at 696 as well as at 680. For Meta, looking at Microsoft, MSFT is a five for fiver. It returned to a buy signal in late April and has gone straight up in a column of X's from here, currently sitting there at 512. You see prior resistance in that 460 range, or around that 460 range would be a low level of support, but worth looking at a smaller scale chart on this one. We currently have it at a 8 point per box chart, so it could cut it in half here to a 4 point per box chart if we were going to look at it, and we'll try it again. But there we go, finally got that 4 point per box chart and getting confirmation of that sort of prior resistance in that 460 range becoming the support that we'll keep an eye on for MSFT. Could go even more refined if you're looking for further support there in that high $400 range. Then looking on to Apple AAPL, a three for fiver reporting on Thursday, moved back into a positive trend earlier this month, cleared some resistance there at 212, has moved above 216, having a lot of support here in the mid 190s as well as at 190 with the bullish support line there. A little bit of resistance still in the 220 range, but looking forward, it would be in that 240 range that we see resistance currently. A move above mid 220s would actually bring it to at an overbought stance. So worth keeping that in mind for Apple. Last but not least, Amazon also reporting on Thursday. Currently a four for fiver, has given four consecutive buy signals, rallying up to at least one box below its high from January there at 240. Currently sitting in overbought territory on its chart. From there, could look to around that $200 range as potential level of support, and with a pullback level there at 198. Also see additional potential support in the 180 range with the bullish support line there at 178. But as we noted, there's quite a few names reporting even on Tuesday. Boeing, Merck, Procter Gamble, United Health, Visa, Wednesday, along with Meta and Microsoft. We see Qualcomm, Ford, and Hood, Robinhood. on Thursday, along with Apple and Amazon, CVS, MasterCard. And Friday, we're looking at Chevron and Exxon. And then with our additional things this week, we have a Fed meeting on Tuesday with a rate decision on Wednesday, though this was expected to remain the same. And ultimately, on Friday, we see PCE and jobs data coming up. So busy week ahead for us. As always, if you have any particular questions about a chart, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.